This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I want to have an uncomfortable conversation with you folks. Here's where I'm at, Caps fans. You want to weigh in, you want to yell at me, that's fine. 800-636-1067. The team that just made you look like a second-class citizen, the team that just beat the brakes off of you over five games, a gentleman's sweep, just had the same thing done to them by the Florida Panthers. Florida's going to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Maybe they win it, maybe they don't. I have no idea. You have a great chance to. How should Caps fans feel about that? I'm not talking about how much I hate Carolina. I hate them. I'm glad they lost. Mm-hmm. I'll root for them to lose forever. Fine, no problem. I'm just talking about from the perspective of you couldn't manage much. You couldn't get an offensive draw. You couldn't have any zone time. You couldn't get quality shots or scoring chances. You couldn't score. Your world-class goal scorer was, frankly, not a useful player in that series. And again, it's not an Ovechkin criticism, just what happened. Nobody did anything. You played well against Montreal, deserve credit for that. But this goes in a long list of classic Capitals playoff performances. I offer a couple data points. Within the last 3 years, the Florida Panthers have been to more Stanley Cup finals than the Washington Capitals in their entire existence. Within the last six seasons, the Carolina Hurricanes have been to more conference finals than the Capitals have in their entire existence. Within the last six seasons, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have been bounced out of the first round, have both won more Stanley Cups and been to more Stanley Cup finals and been to more conference finals than the Caps have, again, in their entire existence. The Vegas Golden Knights are an expansion team with more Stanley Cup finals trips than Washington. They existed the first year. They went and lost to Washington in the Stanley Cup final. I got my championship, Tubbs. Okay, it happened. Now, these teams are at the top of the sport right now. There are others that would trade their situation for ours, sight unseen. Ask Toronto about playoff success.
Definitely.
But so that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is once every 20 years, a Capitals team defies the odds, gets out of the place that they never get out of, and goes to a championship. They lost in 98, won it in 2018. I'm grateful for that. What they did in 2018 took away the poison for me as a DC fan. I've been sitting here as a guy at the time in my, I think I had just turned 40, I was close to 40, who had experienced so much success as a little kid up until I was 12 years old. And then that was taken away. Then it was decades. I'm not a victim. I'm just telling what happened. Like, you guys were there too. For 30-plus years, no team even got to a conference championship game, let alone to a finals, let alone had a real chance of winning anything. It was unprecedented. In a city with most of the time three, now four major sports, never having once been a legitimate championship contender, it was astounding. Even joke franchises, even terrible places with one team or two teams or whatever, they got conference championship appearances. Never in Washington. It was absurd. The Caps opened up that valve. All the steam, all the poison came flying out, and now I can just kind of enjoy sports for what it is. I will be forever grateful for them for breaking the ice. They won. Next year, the Nationals win. A baseball team in my hometown won a World Series. I still can't believe that's the thing that happened to me, buddy. But facing facts here, there has been something systemically amiss with this franchise that does a lot of things really well, talking about the Capitals. So this is kind of a two-pronged conversation that I want to have with you folks, and I want you to weigh in too. Prong number one, it's hard to get excited about any kind of regular season anything. Now, Ovechkin setting a record. That was exciting. That was awesome. Yeah. Give me that again. When we learned that regular season success has nothing to do, to a degree, with playoff success, How am I supposed to be excited in December when the Caps are a couple games over 500 and you know, have a good power play? How is that supposed to be exciting to me when I know what's around the corner? Hard to separate for me. There is something systemically busted and broken about this franchise that over a 20-year span went to the playoffs 16 times and lost in the first or second round 15 of those times. That's damn near impossible to do. And yet they've done it. A previous group over 20 years actually went to the playoffs more than this Rock the Red era. They went 17 times, lost in the first or second round 15, had one sneaky, weird conference final appearance, but they lost that too. Three times in the history, 50 years, celebrating 50 years this year, Tobes, this Capitals organization has gone to the conference final. Twice they've gone to the championship round. Won one, lost one. That's impossible. To be in the playoffs that often and have it work in your benefit, have it work out for you so rarely. The second part is the team that kicked your butt just got their butt kicked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm really bummed out, as you could tell, as a Caps fan right now this minute. It feels pretty depressing to me. The fun part, the other play that can spin, is Ovi-related stuff. Every goal he scores is the new record. He's up at the top of that list. I'm excited to watch that. His farewell tour is awesome. But in terms of team success, hard for me to be excited. Tag, you're it.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Off your first point, historically they have. Everything you said is correct. They've struggled in the playoffs. Historically, that's definitely a thing. But I think if you look, zoom in more on what they are now, they weren't expected to be where they were this season. And I'm not going to pull the, oh, well, it's exciting, and you know, they weren't supposed to be anywhere. Number one seed is fine. I get it's disappointing to watch where how they bowed out against Carolina, and they were thoroughly dominated throughout the entire series. Even if the scores weren't always lopsided, just watching the games, it felt lopsided. You know, losing game one, it was a worse than a 2-1 scoreline in overtime. But regardless, you look at the growth from year one to year two under Coach Carbs. You look at the growth of a Connor McMichael. You look at the acquisition of a Jacob Chychrun. You look at some of those things. It gives you hope that maybe this time is different. At the same point, Danny, it's been 50 years of feeling like, okay, maybe this time is different. Maybe this time is different. And truly only one time has been different in 2018, right? So I can understand that maybe this is like the same folly and insanity doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're trying to zoom in more so on what they're specifically doing, then maybe you feel like, okay, they're going in the right direction and we'll see where they can do next season if they can take the same sort of step that they took from year one to year two of Carbs. Can they do the same thing of year two to year three? To your point about Carolina just looking thoroughly outclassed against Florida, that's where it gets interesting because we talk all the time about styles make fights. Mm-hmm. And I think it was pretty clear Washington against Carolina, the style for Carolina was too much for Washington because if there was something that Washington, watching them throughout the season, especially when they were struggling during the Ovi goals chase to actually win hockey games, it was they struggled so badly to clear their own zone so many times. And you're playing against a team that just wants to live there and shoot every puck at the net. And I think you saw what happened there where a team struggles against a team's strengths and you end up with a really, really bad matchup. And in turn, Carolina dominates that series. The difference for me is Carolina looked outclassed against Florida.
Like completely.
Yeah. And so that's where I think it's interesting, where to me, the series against Carolina is, okay, that's a style thing. Maybe you could say the Capitals were outclassed to an extent, but I think you make a couple of adjustments in terms of this offseason, make a few key acquisitions, change a few things, maybe change a little bit of your philosophy, shift up the lines a little bit. Maybe it goes a little bit differently for you next year if you end up in the same spot against Carolina. I'm interested if they would have matched up against Florida, would they have been thoroughly outclassed? Because to your point, if you're a Caps fan, you were in the final eight. Awesome. And you had a team that you thought was better than you go in and, all right, they beat us. You tip the cap. It sucks that it's Carolina, but you tip the cap. And then they just get completely mollywopped in the conference finals. So it makes you feel like, well, we were the top seed in the Eastern Conference. We got beat by a better team, and then that team just got demolished, so maybe we aren't that good. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's my takeaway. I think the style was wrong against Carolina, and I think Florida is just so far and above everybody else right now in the Eastern Conference in terms of that. So they're still in that same tier to Carolina to me. Maybe they would have had a little bit better. Maybe it would have been the same against Florida. But I don't feel worse having seen Carolina just get destroyed by Florida.
800-636-1067. So this is kind of two-pronged for me. I'm going to spin a couple plates here with you guys. Number one, Carolina, who kicked the Caps' butt, got their butt kicked. I don't feel better today as a Caps fan. Again, fan-wise, I love when Carolina loses. That's great. I hope they lose every game for the rest of time and Rod Brindamore gets fired. But in terms of that, I feel a lot worse. A series where Washington really wasn't that competitive, and everybody wants to tell me, well, look at the quality shot. I never want to hear about quality shots again. It's the same thing. It's same thing I feel about the heavy game. The word heavy game means you lose to me. I don't want to hear about quality shots because Carolina didn't score on quality shots. They scored on flicking the puck at the net, yep. And Washington couldn't score. So I don't care. I care about the results. The results were you couldn't get out of your zone. The results were you couldn't get offensive zone draws. You put no pressure on them. That's what I want. I don't care about the million shot attempts. I care about not letting the other team breathe, and the other team could breathe just fine against Washington, despite all the ideas that they'd be so heavy that everyone would get tired. Teams played well against them in the third period. Even Montreal in the first round played just fine in the third period. In fact, dominating third periods, Washington was hanging on for dear life. Mm-hmm. What was supposed to happen, I was told, was they check so much that everybody starts to get tired and they play worse. Wrong. That's not what happened. Again, Washington won in that first round. I'm aware of that. To me, I feel worse as a Caps fan. So that's part one. Do you feel worse? 800-636-1067. Part two, I kind of got this. It sounds like I'm being depressed and whiny about it. And maybe you can accuse me of that. That's fine. But I'm kind of going, hard for me to be optimistic or excited about this regular season, about kind of the next steps coming up. I got data points here. I got a bunch of teams that have had way more success in a small amount of time than 50 years of the Washington Capitals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.